USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort going on trial today in Alexandria, Virginia, after pleading not guilty to more than 30 counts of bank and tax fraud and failure to file reports on foreign financial accounts. Special advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway notes, none of this has anything to do with President Trump or his campaign for the White House.
This trial obviously centers on matters that have nothing to do with the campaign. I think that even Mr. Manafort, as I read it, had requested that there be no mention of his brief tenure at the Trump campaign several years ago.
She spoke on Fox News. Mexico authorities say that there were 31,000 murders in Mexico last year, much higher than the 25,000 they'd earlier quoted. President Trump tweets, "One of the reasons we need great border security." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
California's deadly wildfire season now claiming the lives of 8 people in total. The largest, the Carr Fire near Redding, has killed 6 people. It's also burned over 103,000 acres, just 23% contained. The Ferguson Fire near Yosemite National Park has killed 2 firefighters. An award-winning actor, director, and writer makes a disclosure concerning his health.
I haven't said in public until now that I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Alan Alda saying during an appearance on CBS This Morning.
I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago, and I've had a full life since then.
And he says he continues to do so, acting, writing, also working on a new podcast.
To be immobilized by fear and think the worst thing has happened to you. It hasn't happened to you. You still have things you can do.
Alda saying he's also barely had any symptoms except noticing his thumb twitch once in a while. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
U.S. spy agencies reportedly believe North Korea is still building missiles that could deliver nuclear warheads to the United States. The Washington Post reporting there's evidence the North was recently building at least one ballistic missile, construction taking place at a factory where the North had previously built missiles that did have the capability of reaching the east coast of the U.S. The nation has a new VA secretary in place after his swearing-in yesterday. More on that from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A swearing-in ceremony at the White House. Robert Wilkie, who'd served as Pentagon Undersecretary, becoming the Department of Veteran Affairs' first permanent leader in months. He saluted all who serve at the ceremony.
I'm humbled by the prospect of serving those who have borne the battle, those American men and women who have sacrificed so much.
President Donald Trump, during an Oval Office ceremony, saying that Wilkie will work day and night to protect those who protect us. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And all 4 officers who'd worked for the Blandford Police Department in Hampton County, Massachusetts, resigned yesterday. They were citing safety issues in their decision, like barely running cruisers and expired and poorly fitting bulletproof vests, non-functional radios, and inadequate staffing. Residents of the town can still call 911, but a state trooper will be responding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.